The number of coronavirus cases in Massachusetts is climbing. It shot up to more than 24 over the weekend. The state now has one confirmed case and 27 presumptive cases waiting for confirmation by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. New Hampshire and other New England states also reported new cases over the weekend. Dr. Helen Boucher is the chief of geographical medicine and infectious disease at Tufts Medical Center and joins us this morning to help put these numbers in perspective. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
So it feels like we're now hearing about new coronavirus cases on a daily basis, 28 now identified in Massachusetts, more than double what we had just yesterday. What do the numbers tell you about the state of the outbreak here?
Well, Bob, we're just beginning to understand the state of the outbreak, and the issue with the numbers has to do with the availability of testing. We've had testing become available in the last several days, and we are very hopeful that we'll have more testing available. So we fully expect to see the numbers rise, and it's going to take some time before we understand the full extent of this epidemic in Massachusetts.
Do we not have enough access to test kits here in Massachusetts? I know that's a problem in other states around the country.
Well, right. So there's been a delay in access to the test kits, and we have had access via our Department of Public Health, which has been, you know, extremely helpful. And we're very hopeful that we'll have commercial lab and other academic lab testing available as soon as today. So it's a rapidly changing situation.
At least one of the new cases does not appear to be connected to travel or to a person known to have the virus. Does that suggest to you that the virus is now spreading more broadly in the community?
Well, it's certainly a concern, right? And we know that there's been community spread in other states in America, and we expect that we will see some community spread here. We hope to slow that down by the measures that we're taking, the so-called mitigation and control measures, and we'll continue to work hard with our public health colleagues to do so.
The vast majority of cases in the state, and several out of state as well, trace back to a single conference held by the company Biogen late last month, according to state public health officials. Do you find it unsettling that so many people can become infected just over the course of a single conference?
Well, we know that, you know, person-to-person contact is a way this occurs, and so we're not surprised to hear that there was transmission in a crowded situation such as a conference where many, many people get together in closer spaces.
So what concern does that raise for you about other conferences or large meetings? Should businesses, companies, universities be advised against that right now?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question. And I think part of our mitigation measures include what we call social distancing. And so that is keeping our distance from people, especially people who might be coughing or appear ill, but also avoiding large crowds. So we are advising people to avoid large crowds at this time, and there have been a number of conferences that have been postponed or canceled altogether.
Should we be talking about a different strategy at this point for dealing with this other than the advisories that are out there right now?
We might see in certain areas more drastic measures such as halting work in offices, you know, asking people to stay home and work from home, or even, you know, closing schools and things of that nature. But I think those should be dictated by the actual data of what's happening in the epidemic rather than fear.
Do you think we're going to come to that, though?
Again, we're doing everything that we can to slow the spread and decrease the odds that those types of measures will become necessary. But I think we should be fully prepared to follow those recommendations if the time should come that they're needed.
Dr. Helen Boucher is chief of the Infectious Disease Division at Tufts Medical Center in Cambridge. Dr. Boucher, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you, Bob.